This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Saul Velasquez. Date of birth, July the 18th, 1967. Case ID number is 10916394. Date of exam, April the 29th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 2/28/2024. Identifying information. This is a 56-year-old separated male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of pulmonary fibrosis and depression/anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2016, where he worked at a wood factory for 20 years. During the time he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his sister-in-law and is being cared for by family members. He is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, pulmonary fibrosis secondary to COVID-19. Number two, depression/anxiety. History of allegations. Number one, pulmonary fibrosis secondary to COVID-19. The claimant states that in 2020, he developed severe pneumonia and eventual pulmonary fibrosis of the lungs secondary to COVID-19. The claimant was hospitalized for 4 months and he was in a coma. The claimant states his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 5 steps, comma, talking, comma, resting, comma, seasonal changes, comma, and sometimes with no exertion at all. He is unable to climb the stairs, and nobody in the family smokes. The last time he was in the emergency room was in February of 2024. He usually has to go to the hospital at least 2 times per year. This last time he was hospitalized for 2 weeks in February, but he was not intubated. The claimant states he has gotten progressively worse and is presently on inhalers, comma, steroids, comma, and oxygen by nasal cannula. He is presently taking 5 liters per nasal cannula. His oxygen saturation was 84% with oxygen. He received the COVID vaccine approximately 4 times, which did not help him. He was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis and with decreased oxygen saturation secondary to COVID-19 infection. His condition does not appear to be stable at this time, and he appears to be getting progressively worse. Allegation number two, depression/anxiety. The claimant states that since 2023, when he developed all the complications from COVID-19, he started to develop depression and anxiety. The claimant suffers from sadness, comma, depression, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, decreased memory, comma, decreased energy, comma, decreased ability to breathe, comma, and generalized weakness. He takes a bath every 3 days secondary to the weakness and has poor grooming. He does brush his teeth every day. The claimant was cooperative and pleasant and future-oriented and showed appropriate help-seeking behavior. His mental status appeared to be normal. He was well-kept and wearing casual attire. His behavior was cooperative and he had good eye contact with me and was alert. He was oriented times 4 and was able to carry on a conversation but struggled to be able to talk secondary to shortness of breath. His mannerisms and movements appeared to be normal. His speech rate, speech clarity, speech tone, and articulation was normal. His memory appeared to be fairly normal as well as his thought processes. There was no dissociated symptoms, and his thought content was normal. He denies any hallucinations or suicidal thoughts or attempts in the past, and has no homicidal thoughts as well. He did have a good and happy type mood at this time, and appeared to be happy with his twin brother who brought him to the examination. History is positive for severe pulmonary fibrosis secondary to COVID-19 infection. The claimant has gone through a separation secondary to the stress in his family of him not being able to work. And his lungs have gotten progressively worse with time. He denies any substance abuse and is presently not taking any medications for depression or anxiety. He is also not working at this time. Daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, occasionally going to the grocery store with his brother, but with a walker, reading, and sometimes exercising with a small stationary bicycle for his arms. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk 5 steps, stand for 2 minutes, but is unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes secondary to severe weakness and hypoxia. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, and sometimes put on his clothes by himself, as well as lift approximately 3 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet or sweep a room at this time. He does have an assistive device, which is a walker, that he uses when he goes out. He does not recall the name of his physician at this time and is having to change physicians secondary to a change in his insurance policy. He is presently on Tylenol and ibuprofen, which does give him some relief. He does very minimal activity at this time, secondary to shortness of breath. Family history: his father died at the age of 82 from heart failure and a myocardial infarction. His mother died at the age of 77 from heart problems and lung cancer. Medications: Trelegy, 100 micrograms /62.5 micrograms /25 micrograms, BID. Prednisone, 5 milligrams QD. Oxygen per nasal cannula, 5 liters per nasal cannula. Medical problems: history of COVID-19 with long COVID disease complications and pulmonary fibrosis with severe decreased oxygen saturations, weakness, and decreased weight. Major surgery: none. Social history: tobacco. The claimant states that he used to smoke a pack a day for 4 years, but quit many years ago. Alcohol: the claimant used to drink whiskey on the weekends, but also quit secondary to his condition. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit, weight 148 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 122 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 128 beats per minute, respiration 26 to 30 respirations per minute with exertion, and from getting out of the car. Oxygen saturation is 84% with 5 liters of oxygen per minute. BMI is 23. General. This is a 56-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in acute respiratory distress at this time. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office with his twin brother for a physical examination. The claimant had difficulty in communicating with me secondary to shortness of breath and fatigue. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, but there was an increased heart rate of 120 beats per minute, secondary to the claimant having agitation from respiratory distress. And the claimant did have difficulty in breathing. No murmurs, rubs, or growls were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side to 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulse were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Lungs. The claimant had crackles on both lung fields and decreased breath sounds. The claimant appeared to be struggling to catch his breath and had difficulty breathing. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was mildly depressed for the time. He did have clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was good, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was unsteady, slow, and the claimant had to spend most of his time in the walker, sitting down. He is able to ambulate, but is very weak and had difficulty ambulating. He did come with an assistive device, which is the walker that also serves as a chair. His hand coordination was good and finger to nose was normal. The claimant was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam secondary to perform it secondary to weakness. However, the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. He was unable to perform a lumbar spine flexion secondary to weakness. And he is unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor secondary to generalized weakness. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. He was unable to get up on the examination table to do a supine position. sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees, secondary to generalized weakness. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own, secondary to weakness. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes, secondary to severe weakness, and can walk a little bit at a tandem rate for approximately 2 or 3 steps. He could not stand on 1 foot bilaterally or hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to weakness. Assisted devices, he does have a walker that he uses at all times. Neurological, grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Chest x-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to weakness from hypoxia. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of pulmonary fibrosis, with severe hypoxia, which has gotten progressively worse. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk, secondary to weakness. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and severe respiratory fatigue, secondary to pulmonary fibrosis. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to hypoxia from pulmonary fibrosis related to a COVID-19 infection. Probable diagnosis: pulmonary fibrosis with severe hypoxia, secondary to COVID-19. The claimant is suffering from COVID-19 syndrome, and although he is on 5 liters of oxygen per nasal cannula, his oxygen saturation is still 84%, and he appears to be in respiratory distress. Allegation number 2, depression/anxiety, not being treated at this time, appears to be mild. The claimant does have good family support at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Saul Velasquez.